A couple of nekudas from yesterday's Gemara. Gemara here made a statement, Mali chumra rabba, mali chumra zuta. These words, mali chumra rabba, mali chumra zuta, are very difficult words in the halach yelech of halacha. Because it's a stira to the idea that we have in the Gemara in Yuma, that machilin oisai hakal kal. The Gemara, malichum ra, malichum rezuta, is saying that if it's an issa deraisa, what's the difference? If it's a chomedika issa deraisa, or not such a chomedika issa deraisa, all these sort of deraisas are the same. And the Gemara in Yuma says that if you have a chayla on Yom Kippurim, you have to be machal oisei hakal kal. It's not only Yom Kippur. On Shabbos also, if somebody has to machal Shabbos rechayla, so you machal Shabbos hakal kal, you go with the less chomer of the possible averis. And for that reason, it's a little difficult to understand why the Gemara names on for pashtus malichum rabba malichum rezuta. The Ritva in our Gemara says that the Svara, Malichum Rab, Malichum Rezuta, is not Emes L'maskana. Even though the Gemara here doesn't ask any kashas on it. But the Holach Yelech of this Sugya is that Asei is Deichel Laisasei Sheesh Bekaris. That's the whole idea, Malichum Rab, Malichum Rezuta. That if Asei is Deichel regular Laisasei, so what's the difference if it's a Laisasei Greda or if it's a Laisasei Sheesh Bekaris? L'halacha, we pask in that Asei is not Daicha Laisasei Sheesh Bekaris. So the Ritva says that Lahalacha, we don't paskin this idea of Malichum Rabba, Malichum Rezuta. And not only that, but the Gemara says it as a Pashtus in two places. That the opposite of this Gemara. Right in the beginning, when we started this Sugya on Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara said, "Ema daminu nasi asay v'dachi loisasay loisay greida loisay shirikaris v'dachi." The Gemara said it's a pashta svara to be mechal to a loisasay greida and a loisasay sheish bekaris. So at that point, we thought an asay is stronger than a loisasay, so that's why he's daicha. If what you're saying is right, then we're going to have to stretch the Ritva and say the Ritva is saying that la halacha, the whole halacha is not true. They don't have to say stronger. And Mimela, then I'm wrong, because then who says, then the only thing that changed is which is Mohammed. The Svara Malichum Ramichum didn't necessarily change. Okay, let me think about what you're saying 1 second. Just the Ritva himself says it that it's not a maskana because he says in the Tchilas HaSugya, the Gemara said the reverse, and he brings from Zayin Amud Beis. Also, the Gemara is going to have make a chilut in one isur and two isurim. Midami hasam chadi surah chatrei suri. So he says that the stomach of the Gemara is mashma that we don't hold of malichum rabba malichum rezuta. And Mimela, that idea, Malchum Rezuta, is Lav Dafka Emes Lahalacha, not Lav Dafka. The Ritva says it's not Emes Lahalacha. And Mimela, it's good that in the rest of Shas, we always name on Fakert, we always name on that in a say, that an Aveira depends on the Chaymer of the Aveira. The Velt says on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that Iyata Yadeh Matan Schar and Shalom Mitzvahs, that there's no such thing as a mitzvah kala, mitzvah chamura, Iyata Yadeh Matan Schar and Shalom Mitzvahs. The Velt says that you don't know which aveira, which mitzvah is more chamur than which is a bigger mitzvah, which is a smaller mitzvah. That's the way the Velt teaches it. But the Rambam there doesn't teach it that way. The Rambam says that all, that how do we know which mitzvah is more than the other mitzvah? Havizor v'mitzvah kala k'mitzvah chamura. It's saying you should be zohir with the mitzvah kala, just like a mitzvah chamura. But there is such a thing as a mitzvah kala and a mitzvah chamura. Pashtus. That seems to be this discussion, whether this is lamaskana or not. If you say lamaskana, malichum rabba, malichum rezuta, so then you don't really know which is more and which is less. But in the Liv Lamaisa. But Shein Kain, if you name on, like the Ritva names on, that we do know. The Teres Megavah, something's Karis, it's a Mohammedic Aveira, than something which is alive. And that's Zichah the Pashtus. I think the Tosis Yishanim here is also Mesupik if this Gemara is the Maskana. The whole Arichus here, he seems to be Mesupik if it's the Maskana. Now, this is what it says here in the Ritva. So what changes from the whole Shakavataria that holds Aseidah Chalaisa Sheish Bekaris and the Maskana that Ein Aseidah Chalaisa Sheish Bekaris? What changed? So according to this, what changed is the Svara of Malichum Rabba, Malichum Rezuta. That it seems to be the Nakuda that changed. And Tosfos was mashed that way. Tosfos on the previous Amud Beis in two or three places in Tosfos, Tosfos stuck in that the Shakla Vitaria has to do with Malichum Rab, Malichum Rezuta. And it seems that that's what changes from the Havamina to the Maskana. So that's one way to learn up these two blot, that the Gemara held Aseidah Chalesh Yesh Bekaris with such a Svara Malichum Rab and Malichum Rezuta. It was looking for a Giloi, for the Pasuk to say, and the Maskana it's not true. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn, which I think most of us would rather learn, is that the Gemara's statement that a lois asay is more chomer than an asay is not emes l'maskan. In other words, the Gemara here says lois asay is more chomer than an asay. Memela an asay is zaych a lois asay, which is more chomer. So then malichum rabba, malichum rezut. Once the asay is daicha lois asay, which is chamer minay, so we see an asay pushes off something that's more chamer. So memela pushes away lois asay sheish bekaris too. But that's on the side that asay daicha lois asay sheish bekaris. In the maskana, if we're going to say what changed in the maskana, is that we say a lois asay is not more chamer than an asay. Because the maskana will be asay is more chamer than a lois asay. So then in the maskana, asay is daich a lois asay. We know that from Klein Betzitzis. But that asay is daich a lois sheish bekaris, that we don't know. And in Neila, there's no, you don't say malichum rab, malichum rezuta. Why? Because even the chum rezuta, even the lois asay is not a chumra. It's not more chamer than an asay. The Sefer Charedim learns this way. They bring here from the Charedim. Sefer Charedim, which is a Sefer HaMitzvahs, says, Asay doicha lois asay, because asay is more chomer than lois asay. That's all he says. The Charedim says, why asay doicha lois asay? Because an asay is more than a lois asay. If that's true, then he's learning that in the Maskanas HaGemara, what changed, is that the Svara that Eloisa say chomer minei, the Gemara changed from that. And if so, the Svara malichum rabba malichum rezuta, we don't know it was shlugged up. Because what changed is that asay is more, and that's why an asay is daich Eloisa say. That was the hishtanus from the Havamina to the Maskanas HaGemara. So that what I'm saying is that when you finish the sugya, we finish asay daich Eloisa say, you can tell me one of two things. You could tell me in the maskana, an asay is more chomer than a lois asay. That's why I say is daicha lois asay, and that's why in the maskana, an asay is not daicha lois sheish bekaris, because a lois sheish bekaris is more chomer than an asay. One way to learn the maskana, which is the way apparently the Charedim learns, or you could say, no, the Gemara says lois asay is more chomer than an asay. Just, it's Xeris HaKasav, Asay Dech Alay Sasei, that's a Chumra Zuta. A Chumra Rabba, Mechatesi, that an assay is daicha. Assay could be daicha. Loisa say it's chomer minei. It's a chomer zuta, but not a chomer rab. So it could be that that's what changed. So we have here in the Gemara one line that says two things. Loisa say chomer minei, because you say dachilai. That's one thing. And malichomer zuta, malichomer rab. One of these two things changes in the maskana. You have your choice. You clear up the sugya that loisa say chomer minei changed, which is the way the Haredim learned. Or you clear up the sugya that malichum rab, malichum rezuta, that svara change, which is the way the Ritva learned. So that we have two ways to learn Pshat in the Gemara. When we started the sugya of Asei Dechalai Sasei, and the last couple of weeks we didn't barely talked about Asei Dechalai Sasei, except indirectly, we talked about Shatnas and Kibarad and Mar Migdash, etc. But when we were talking about Asei Dechalai Sasei, I told you there are two ways to understand Asei Dechalai Sasei. Either it's Gzeres HaKasev, so we're looking for a pasuk that's Megala Gzeres HaKasev, or it's what we call the point system, that the Torah works if you have two things that contradict each other, you go with the one that's sort of more points, more value, right? Just like a person has to for a person finds himself in a matziv where he's in a boat, the boat is you have to throw things off the boat, it's too heavy, so you throw off the things that are least valuable. Same thing, if you find yourself in a matziv of a stira, you have to throw away one, either the aseir or leis say, you throw away the least valuable one, right? That's a sfaradic way to learn aseir dechalai sasei. The two ways of learning aseir dechalai sasei, if it's gzeres hakasev, if you say it's gzeres hakasev, so we don't know the value of mitzvahs. You could go with such a mahalach. We don't know the value of mitzvahs. Just gzeres hakasev from climate mitzvahs, that is aseir dechalai sasei. Or you could say, no, we do know the value of mitzvahs. We're Torah's megala, then an aseir is worth more than a lo sasei. Those two mahalchim in the maskana of aseir dechalai sasei are the two mahalchim of the Ritva and the Sefer Haredim. If you learn like the Sefer Haredim, the Haredim says it beferish. The Haredim says that Lamaskana, the whole Sefer Haredim, it's not a mefarish, he's a Sefer HaMitzvah, he's all a Maskana. Sefer Haredim says Lamaskana, Asei is Deicha Loisasei because, and Asei is worth more than a Loisasei. He says beferish that it's a point system. Aye, the Gemara says Fakert. So as we said, he'll learn this Gemara is going to have a meaning, that Asei Deicha Loisasei Shesh Bekaris. And not in the Maskana. The Ritva, on the other hand, will learn that the statement of the Gemara that Loisasei is Chomer Minei stands, and the Gemara only changed because Mali Chomer Rabba, Mali Chomer Zuta. Because the Gemara holds that Asei Daicha Loisasei, Chomer Zuta. So it's enough that Chiddish to say it's Daicha even a Loisasei Shesh Bekaris, a Chomer Rabba, Meichet Heisi. So, for that, the Ritva says that the Charata is for Malichum Rab, Malichum Rezuta, but the idea that a Leisa Sei Chomer Minei is Emes, even according to the Maskana. So these are the two ways to learn up our Gemara, how what changes in the Maskana, and then let's get to the Kloliistic two ways of a learning Asei Dechalaisis. That's good. Now, coming back to the Ramban, many of the Mefarshim see as a stira to this Gemara. So the Maritzchi is in the back, Nemzon that it's a stira to the Ramban. The Riki Veger meant to ask that it's shrek from our Gemara. That how could you? The Ramban said that a mitzvah sasei is ava, and a mitzvah slay sasei is yira, and that's why I say is dachalay sasei. So our Gemara says Fakert. So he asks, the Maritzchi is asked, there's a Gemara in Erevin, Nichalei Lechaver, the Le'eved Isser Zuta, V'loi Le'eved Am Haaretz Isura Rava. He says we find that there's such a thing in the Gemara that there's a difference between a Chumra Rabbah and a Chumra Zuta. The Gemara says a Chavar would be willing to do a small Aveira to prevent an Amaretz from being over a big Aveira. Why Amaretz? Because if he's a Pesheya, you don't try to help him. By Pesheya, we say, Halitainu L'Rasha V'Yamais. But the Gemara has an example. An Amaretz was a Shaygik. He put bread in the oven to bake. He put bread in the oven, not in our ovens. In our ovens, it's just a floor you put on the floor of the oven. He put it in the way the old ovens work, where you stick it to the wall. They stuck the doughs to the wall. Rediyas hapat. Gemara says it's also to take the pass down. That's also a nisir. It's a nisir d'rabbanan. Rediyas hapat. Chochmah hivein malacha. The Gemara says taking the bread out of the oven is an aveira. Now our ovens is an aveira, taking the bread out. But those was an aveira. So the Gemara says, was in Daf Gimel, Tosis brings this sugi of Erevin, that a chaver, if you saw someone else put something in the oven to cook, take it out. What are you going to be taking it out? Because if he puts it in to cook and it doesn't cook, he's not even an aveir. Right? Someone, the maisa aveir of cooking is putting it on the fire. But it's only tonight if it ends up cooking. Someone puts something on the oven to cook and someone else pulls it out before it cooks, there's no aveir. So it says, Nichalei lechaver, to be over Isura Zuta, so it's chaver, the Amaret shouldn't be over in Isura Rabba. So the Maritzchias asks that we see there is a difference between the Issa Rabba and the Issa Zuta. Actually, here is one's a Deras and one's a Drabbanan, so it's really Pshita in this example. But the idea that Nichalei lechaver, leva Isura Zuta, Vileva Amaret Yisura Rabba, he says, is mashma. There is a difference in the maskan.
The Amaret should say,
when it comes to Aseidah Chalaisa, say, yeah, but why don't I say, so let's say, Sakana is Daicha and Aveira. So I say, if I could do any surah zuta, I shouldn't do any surah rabba. Why don't I say, once, koch nefesh is daicha Shabbos, mali, if I do any surah rabba, mali, if I do any surah zuta. Why do I have to eat pachs, pachs, mekashir, and yom kippur, assuming pachs, pachs, shir, and this is their isa, it's just less chamor.
If you're in China, say, I mean, eat it over the lab, one lash of the cards, and you'd be better to go over the lab. But it's in the case,
but the Gilui, if the Gilui HaTorah was only by a same Elisa say, a Klein B'Tzitzis, how can I stretch that to a case of Elisa Shesh Bekaris? I'm still stretching it. It's still a Chiddush. That's true, it is. It's not exactly the same, because it's a Chiddush in the first place that the Asay is there for something stronger. But still, it's Dayel Abamin Adin Lias Kenidain. How can you learn something more Chamer? So basically, this is the problem in our Gemara with Mali Chumra Rabba, Mali Chumra Zuta. The problem is that it doesn't seem to hold true Medina in the other Sugis Hashas. It doesn't seem to hold Emes, that we always understand there is a difference. If somebody has to do an Aveira, there's a big difference between Isur Rabbi, Isur Zuta. There is an Afkamim. So that the statement the Gemara makes that we learned yesterday so innocently, if you learned the Ritva, it's not La Maskana at least. But it's not, it's needs a Hesber, it's missing something in Hesber. Why the Gemara had such a Svara that Mali Chumra Rabba, Mali Chumra Zut? Now, alright, so these are two ways to learn. I said this is the problem, and it all has to do with the Ramban. Obviously, if you learn it's not the Maskana, the whole Kasha and the Ramban doesn't start. The Ramban doesn't have to be talking about our Gemara. There's a Shagas Aryeh yet on this Gemara. We had Shagas Aryehs before, and I say, Dechalais, I say, although Shagas Aryehs were in the Tzaddiks, they were in a certain section of the Shagas Aryeh, this is earlier, this is Lamed Gimel. The Shagas Aryeh there talks about the question of Asei Doicha Asei. I mentioned to you in the beginning of the Sugya that there are Achrayim that are done if Asei Doicha Asei, which we have such a hard time understanding. What do you mean, asay, daicha, asay? They're equal. Maybe one daicha the other. Let's take the piece of Shagas Aryeh from our Gemara, and then we'll go back to asay daicha asay. The Shagas Aryeh is done. Why the Gemara said a lois asay is more chomer than an asay? Why did the Gemara take on for Pashtus that a lois asay is more chomer than an asay? So Rashi says because a lois asay gets malchus. Okay, sort of a giloi, lois asay gets malchus, and this doesn't. So I mentioned yesterday the Archle has a kasha on it. But that's the way Rashi learned. The Shagas Aryeh learns, it happens to be the Archle there himself, learns this way as well. He learns that when the Gemara says Alois Asay is Mochomer, it means the following. New Taich, which helps us because it's going to be Emes Lemais. Usually, how is a person over a mitzvah asay? How is a person makayim a mitzvah asay? Bekumva asay. I mentioned the other day that not all, but 90%, I'm guessing 90% of mitzvah asay, you do by doing something. Mitzvah of lulav, you do something. Mitzvah shayfer, you do something. Mitzvah tzitzis, you do something. Mitzvah tefillin, kriya shema. All these mitzvahs asays, you do something. There are a few mitzvahs asays that you're mekayim by being passive. Very few. When I learned this the first time, I asked you for examples. Best example is the iser of a mitzri. It doesn't say anywhere lo yavei mitzri b'kal Hashem. There's no lav. It's an asay. It says by a mitzri dar shlishi yavei b'kal Hashem. So it's an asay. Dar shlishi yavei b'kal. Does that mean it's a mitzri to go marry a mitzri? We'll find a mitzri, a dar shlishi, and we'll make like they make for pidyon petach hamor. We'll make a big party, and sometimes my kind of mitzvah asay of marrying a mitzri dar shlishi. No mitzvah to marry a mitzri dar shlishi. It's this mitzvah saseh is a lav haba maklal aseh. Tell you don't marry a ger mitzri and darish and darshay. So there are a few such mitzvah sasehs. I think we came up with a few others that the kia or abul l'kayin gadol mitzri adayim and abul l'kayin gadol. Then mitzvah sasehs that your makayim b'sheva al tasa. It's a mitzvah saseh your makayim by doing nothing. I think another example would be the mitzvah of Aleha Hashleim Kol HaKarbanis Kulam. The mitzvah says that the tumid should be the last carbon of the day. How you makayim it? By not bringing any more karbanis after the tumid shabbein arvayim. So it's an asay that you makayim by not doing. So most mitzvah sasays, ruba deruba, are a mitzvah sasay that you makayim. But kumva say there are exceptions. Loisa says is the reverse. Most loisa says the kiyum is by being passive. Don't steal. Don't kill. Don't speak lashon hara. Most loisa says are bekuyim by not doing anything. Probably 95% of loisa says are bekuyim by doing nothing. The aveir is mekuyim by doing something. And I say it's the reverse. The mitzvah is by doing something. The aveir is by not doing anything. Zakti Shagas Aryeh. When our Gemara said the aveir of a lois asay is chomer minei, it didn't mean asay and lois asay. It meant an aveir b'kum va'asay is worse than an Aveira b'sheva al tasa. It meant such an idea that an Aveira b'kum v'asei is worse than an Aveira b'sheva al tasa. And that's already true all over Shas. That's true everywhere. We have in the 10th parak that yesh kayach l'chachamim lakar dava min ha-tayra b'sheva al tasa. Chum could be yike something min ha-tayra by saying don't do a mitzvah. Don't take a lulav on Shabbos because you might come to carry. They can be mevatel b'sheva al tasa, but not b'kum v'asei. So So what the Shagasari and the Orchlaners is the same. What they do is they tie Chagamara in a way that's emis ladina. It holds true ladina. That when it says loy da veira of Eloisa say is chamer mine, it means because Eloisa say yover bekum vase, and aveira yover bekum vase is worse than an aveira yover b'shav al tasa. So I'd rather tell you if it falls. If a license say falls to Yibam, so the svara would be don't be miavim sheval tasei license say is chamor and afal piken I say doichal license say so malichum rabba malichum rezut because really the license say is chamor mina. That's how he touches the gemara. What does he gain? He gains in the shaila of asei doichasei. Where does asei doichasei come from? Chafa Midbeis, we learned that if a loisasei of a law falls to Yibam, minatari you're allowed to be miyabim. I say the loisasei. Minatari can be miyabim a loisasei. But Chazal said, what did Chazal say? That Gzeira could be a Rishayna to be a Shnia. Vague memory of such a Lashon, right? Gzeira be a Rishayna to be a Shnia. That by Eloisa say you're allowed to do the first bia. I say that Eloisa say it can be miyabim. Chazal made a gzeira bia rishayna to be a shniya. But really, it can be miyabim. Why? Because I say that Eloisa. When the Rambam brings it, the Rambam says, min haTorah you can be miyabim chiyuve Eloisa say v'chiyuve asay. Ela shegozer bia rishayna to be a shniya. The Rambam teich devarav. Says that min haTorah you could be miyabim in nisar asay. That's where this whole thing of asay deich asay comes from. The Rambam says just like asay is deich alayis asay, the same thing, and asay is deich an asay. Mashallah asked, what do you mean? May umay da hayasay may hayasay. Why is one asay more chamer than another? No such thing. And he brought a gemara in Chulin, a betzayra who needs a bird for to be makriv for his mitzvah asay to bring a bird, and he can only be kind the bird by being goyim shaleach to shalach. So the Gemara says, "My umay the high asay, may I say? And I say it's not teichen asay. You can't be goyim shaleach to shalach to bring a carb." So the Mashal said, "There's no rule asay deich asay." So it was a tmiyah on the Rambam. Shagasari answers very geshmak. He says, "When did the Rambam say an asay is deichen asay?" When one assay is from the 90%, it's a kumvasei dekasei, and the other assay is from the 10%, it's a sheval tasa assay. A kumvasei assay is deicha sheval tasa assay. Umei hayasei meyasei. What's the case there? Mitzriya daimi and amonol kango. So the Rambam was going with such a klal that a kumva asay deka mitzvah is more than a shabbat tasa. Of course it doesn't make sense. Asay deicha asay. Which asay is deicha which? If you start from this side, this asay is deicha that one. Start from this side, this one is deicha that one. Can't say asay deicha asay. But we could say that when one asay is a kumva asay deka asay, and one is a shabbat tasa deka asay, that one is more chomer than the other. And this is true, of course, if you go the way the Rambam goes with the maskana, with what we're calling the point system, that when you have two mitzvahs, you go with the bigger mitzvah connected to the smaller mitzvah. Not like the Havamin and Agamar, that the Loisa Sechomer Minei and Afal Pikein. But the Rambam Ledina is saying that one assay is more than another assay in such a case. Yeah, if you're judging the Aveira, you're right. What I told you is what the Shagasari says. Ezra is asking, explain what you're asking. In other words, the question really is, this is the Shagasari says, the question is, how do you work with it? You work with the Kiyam Mitzvah or with the Aveira? The Shagasari talks about the Kiyam Mitzvah. An Asay that you're Mekayim B'Kum V'Asay is more then an asay that you're mekayim b'shav al tasa, so the kumva asay is daicha. When we touch our gemara, we're doing the opposite. We're saying, look at the Aveira. The Tzad Aveira of a Lois Asay is you do the Aveira B'Kom V'Asay. The Tzad Aveira of an Asay is an Aveira B'Sheva Al Tas. That's why our Gemara said, Lois Asay Chor B'Minei, Af B'Kenis, G'zeres HaKos of Asay Deich Lois Asay. So, when the Gemara said Lois Asay Chomer Minei, the Gemara Taka went with the Tzad Aveira. But the Shagas Aryeh means with the Maskana that an Asay that we don't say Malichum Rabbah Malichum Rezuta. I guess the Shagas Aryeh is saying in the Maskana that we judge with the Mitzvah, with the Kiyum Mitzvah, which is really what the Ramban is saying. And the comparison to our Gemara is not a perfect comparison. It has this problem. But nevertheless, this is the basic mahalach he goes with. The stipler here in Simin Tezvav works with this Shagas Aryeh. And he adds that with the Shagas Aryeh, it's answered the Marshal's Kasha from Chulin. In Chulin, the Gemara says that Dasei of Tzipaira is not of the Tzipaira Mitzaira is not Deicha Dasei of taking the bird without sending away the mother. The says of taking the mother and not sending her away. So he says both Aseis there are Aseis B'Kum V'Asei. I think Gemara there says Mayul Mei Dehai Asei Mehai Asei. So we see one Asei is not Deicha another. So for the stipler, yeah, because there. Both assays are the same type of assay. They're both kum v'assay dek assays. So two kum v'assay dek assays, one's not teich of the other. Okay, but I'll talk upon what we walk away with. We have the two mahalchim in what changes from this Gemara to the Maskana. Those are two mahalchim assay dek alaysasay. In this Gemara itself, the Shagasay and Aruch Lener give us a bit of a svara. They're really saying the Lois Asay is not necessarily worth more than the Asay. It's only the Kumba Asay as opposed to the Sheval Tas. Okay, let's learn the second half of the Amid. What are we up to? If the Malichumra Malichum Rezuta Tamaloi Lois Savara. Ella Itzrach. Ella Itzrach goes back on Aleha. Why do I need Aleha? Why would I have thought any differently? So the Gemara started the Chamina to have a high Eishes Ach. Dova Shahaya Bechal V'yatzim Naklal. L'lami. Loi l'lami al atzma yatzim l'lami al klal kula yatzim. One of the Yudgimel Midash Atar in the Dreshes Behen. Which has the mazel of being the last paragraph of Karbonis, so people say it. At least the Chazan Dam Saramit says it. Is that something that was bechlal the yotzam in aklal lalamid loy lamid atzmi es nalkul kula yotzam. Now we're going to explain in our Gemara. What I'd like to do, since it's Erev Chodesh Nissan, is give you an example, which I think you can all identify with better. We all know that the chi of tiit matzah is the first night of Pesach, and the other days there's no chiyuv. We only make al chiyus matzah the first night on chutz laret, two nights. How do we know? It says, what's the lashon of the Torah? Shivas yamim teichlu matzais. Such a pasuk. Shivas yamim teichlu matzais. How do you know the first night is any more than the other nights? So I'll tell you a Gemara. I'm not telling you a chiddush mayom. It's a Gemara, Psachim, Kufchaf, Amid Beis. Gemara brings a pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. In Parshas Re'ei, it says, Sheishas yamim teichlu matzais yeichlu, V'yem ashvi yatzeres l'ashem. The pasuk there says that you should eat matzahs for 6 days. And the seventh day is not chol hamoed. The seventh day is a yomtiv. So how do you learn pasuk pshat in the pasuk? It says you should eat matzahs 6 days. I guess pasuk pshat is 6 days you eat matzahs and there's no din atzeres, and the seventh day there's a din atzeres. So. That's the lashon of the pasuk. So Rashi brings this Gemara. Rashi there brings that this is a thing shahaya bichlal v'yatzam in haklal. The seventh day of Pesach was bichlal. It says Sheves Yamin, Teichel Matzos. V'yatzam in haklal. Here it says Sheshes Yamin, Matzis Teyachil, Matzis, whatever the Lashon was, Teichel Matzos. So the seventh day was bichlal, the 7 days, v'yatzam in haklal. It doesn't only tell you about itself that you don't have to eat matzahs on the seventh day. It's telling you the whole Shivas Yamim Teichel Matzahs is a reshus. It's not a chiyuv. You're not obligated to eat matzahs all 7 days. How do we know the first night? What's the answer? We know it from a different pasuk. Shivas Yamim Teichel Matzahs. So this is a Gemara. It's an example of Kol Dova Shahaya Bechlal. The 7 days of Pesach were included in the Pasuk of Shivas Yam Teichel Matzos. V'yatzam Naklal. The seventh day was the only one that was Yatzam Naklal. Because there it says Sheshes Yam Teichel Matzos. L'lamid Lo L'lamid Alatzma Yatz. It doesn't tell you only the seventh day is a Rishus. Ela Alaklal Kula Yatz. It's telling you the whole 7 days is a Rishus. The Pasuk Shivas Yam Teichel Matzos is all Rishus. So why the first night is different? It says Amatzis Amrayim Yechul. That's the Gemara in Pesachim. Now, let's plug it into our Gemara. Let's see how it goes. Just pshat. Let's see how it fits. The time. Dovah Shev Echal B'Sil HaKlal. Ketzad. HaNefesh Asher Techol Basar Mizevach HaShlomim. B'Tum HaSay Alav. The Torah warns a Tomei Dika person not to eat Shlomim. V'Aloi Shlomim B'Chal Kachim Hayim. Shlomo was in Klal of Kachim where it already says Kol Ish, what does it say? Ashi Yikrav is a Kol Zarachem Allah Kachim Yehashiyak Dishol Hashem. It already is a separate Kloli Sdiki Yisur of Tumah. Lama Yatsu L'Hakish Aleim B'Leim Allah. To be makish to say Ma Shlomim Yuchadim Kachim Mizbeach, that just like Shlomim is only in Yisur Tumah Kachim Mizbeach, of Kol Kachim Mizbeach, also the whole Yisur Tumah is only on Kachim Mizbeach. Yotzu, Kachim Bedekabayis. Okay, you all know, you should know. Kachim is Bayach, it's called Kedushas Hagoth. The animal, or the Menachis, the Nesachim, even the wood that you bring on the Mizbayach has Kedushas Hagoth. And that, if a Tomei eats it, he's Chayiv. Now, She'enkin Bedekabayis, what's Bedekabayis? Someone takes a table and he's Magdish it. Someone takes a suit and he makes it Hegdish. The suit is not a carbon. Kachim bedekabayis, it only has kedushas damim. It only has kedusha for its value. So for kedushas damim, there's no din of there's no issur in a tamei eating it. Rashi's lashon is im ochlo betumas aguf potter. If you eat it when you're tamei, you're potter. I say potter. There's no issur at all. So one of the mafarshim in the back says because this is a meila, not that he kachim is a bazunder is a meila. So Rashi can't say mutter. But Rashi says Potter, that there's no einish for eating bedek habayis when you're tamei. Lama yatzisala hakashalev alayim alucha. So here also, hachanami, ha'eshesish ach b'chlal kol arayis ha'isa. Eshesach was included in all the arayis. V'lama yatzisa, why v'ayibum, it's yatzim in haklal. L'hakashalev alayim alucha. Ma'eshesach sharya. Just like in eshesach, you do yibum even though she's in eshesach. Of course, Nami Sharyan, same thing, all other arayos amutter. So why do I need aleha? The Gemara is doing it again. The Gemara is saying something that's not true. This also gives us, it keeps on saying svaris as to why we need aleha to tell us it's not true. So Gemara is saying a svar, that if it was not for the pasuk of aleha, I would have said, lamid al kal kuloyatza. So, of kal arayos Nami Sharyan, that's why I need aleha. So this is the Gemara svar. Gemara slugs it up. Let's see the upshlug. Midami. Hasam klal be'isa prat be'isar. By shlamim. The klal is, you're not allowed to eat things when you're tame. The prat, you're not allowed to eat a shlamim when it's tame. Hacha klal be'isa prat be'heta. Here, the klal was that there's an isa erva. The prat is a heta erva. Haleidami aladavash ayy b'chlal. V'yatzalidim b'davar achadash. Somebody is coming to tell you a new thing. We'll see the mashal in a minute. What did the Gemara just say? When do we say kol davar shayu b'chlal v'yatza min haklal lamid al haklal kula yatza? If it's repetitious, it's repetitive. Don't eat all kachim. Don't eat shlamim. A repetition, we say the rule lamid al haklal kula yatza. If it's not a repetition, if it's an exception, if it's a stira, if the klal is arayas arasir, and yatza min haklal is the eshesach is mutter, then we don't say the rule of lamid al haklal kula yatza. That's what the Gemara says. Much fair. I just told you it should be fair. I think. Should be a problem with this Gemara. The problem is, we're saying that you only say L'lamed ala klal kulay if it's repetitive. Because added a klal is a repetition. Not if it's a stira. So the Gemara has an example of shlamim and an example of yibum. What about matzah? This Gemara seems to be a problem with the sugya of matzah. By matzah, again, it says shivas yam techel matzahs. Shivas yamim, it says techel matzahs, right? And it says sheshes yamim techel matzahs. So we say, here it says sheshes yam, the seventh day is excluded. It's a stira. So the lamed, why lamed al atzma yatzah? Not only to tell you the seventh day is a rishus, lamed al kokula yatzah. What do you mean? There, it's not repetitive. The 6 days are repetitive, but we're dashing the seventh day. The seventh day is not a repetition, it's a contradiction. First it says eat matzah 7 days, then it says eat it only 6 days, the seventh day not. So all the Mefarshei Rashi there brings it, the Mizrahi and the Gorariyeh and the Ritvan HaSugya, all ask that it's a steer to the Gemara in Yavamis. The Gemara in Yavamis says you don't say the rule of Kol Dor Shai B'Chal V'Yatzim HaKlal in a case where it's a steer. You only say it when it was B'Chal. V'Yatzim in HaKlal, it's repeated an extra time. It says don't eat all Tumah, then it says don't eat Shlomim Tumah. Don't eat all kachim betoma. Then says don't eat shlamim betoma. No contradiction, just it's extra. So lalamid al klal kulayat. But we said when it's not a contradiction, when it's not a repetition, when it's a contradiction, what was the lashon haGemara when the klal is beisr and the prat is beheter? We don't say the rule. We say it's only teaching you for itself. So frektor itva, what we should say is that 6 days it's a mitzvah matzah. The seventh day is not a mitzvah matzah. Why are we learning it for all 7 days? It's about the Gakasha. So the problem is that the matzah case doesn't shtim with this sugya. So there are two terutzim. The Maral in his Pirush HaRashi answers that. That our Gemara only means when it's an out and out stira, Isser and Heter. There it's going from mitzvah to rishus, saying, I would have thought all 7 days it's a chiyuv, it's going from chiyuv to rishus. Chiyuv rishus is not an out and out stira. Not such a satisfying teretz, because the svara was that it's only because it's repeating it that I have to dash it for the whole klal. But the Maral says, no, as long as it's not a contradiction. Chiyuv and Rishus is not a contradiction. Could eat it anyway. That's his teretz. The Ritva says a different teretz. You look at the Ritva, don't take my word for what he means, because his Lashon is very unclear to understand. The way I understand what he's saying is that here it's not an out-and-out steer, because we can go back to the pasuk Shivas Yamim Teichlo Matzais and teach it to be a rishus. That pasuk leaves room to be teached both ways. Normally, it says Shivas Yamim Teichlo Matzais. I would understand it to be a chiyuv. If to this giloy, I'm going back and saying that pasuk was a rishus. It's not like by us. By us, it says it's also to be bayil eshes achiv. Then it says yibum. to stira. Ibum, you're allowed to be bayim. Say lelamed alatzma yotza. It tells you eish asachas daichayim. So that's here. We can't go back to the first pasuk and change the meaning. The first pasuk means there's an issa eish asach. The second pasuk means there's a mitzvah ibum. It's taka different. When it's different, you don't say lelamed alakla kula yotza. But zatu ritva, when the second pasuk has room to be fit into the first pasuk. We always try to make things fit. So we go back to the first pasuk and we say, L'lamed ala klal kula yatza, that the first pasuk is a rishus as well. This is the Ritva's Teretz. Okay, so Ad Kan is what it says here, but again, this is the Stira Tupsach. Anybody who learns this can't help but to think about the Chiddush that the Mishnah Berurah brings b'shem Degra. Degra didn't write this anywhere, but it's in Maaser Rav. Maaser Rav is a book, a short book, of what his Talmidim saw by Degra. They wrote the things they saw by him. And they write that he held that eating matzah all 7 days was a mitzvah. Was a mitzvah. The Gemara says the Fakert. He says, no. The Gemara says that chiyuv is only the first night, Hashem can the other days, but it doesn't mean the other days are reshus. If you want, you do it. If you don't want, you do it. It means it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah every single day, and a person should eat matzah every single day, just like a person should wear tzitzis. But just like tzitzis, if you want, you don't wear dalakamfas, you don't wear tzitzis. Same thing. If you don't want, don't eat matzah the other days. You have no mitzvah. But if you eat matzah, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah the other days. So the Gra has such a shita, which we try to be mekayim, to eat matzah every day. Those attached to the Gra that every kzayis of matzah every day is a mitzvah. I don't know if he said that. That's not what it says in the Maaser Rav. Could be that's what he meant. I don't know. The Netziv writes on this. The Netziv has a tshuva in Chelek Beis, tshuva Hazayin. He writes on this Gra that ein yadua, it's not known, may ein yatzah davazela de lahagra. It's not known where the Gra got this chiddush to say such a chiddush that it's a mitzvah every day. It's not the pashtus. The truth is today we have the chiskuni on chumish. The chiskuni says, the rishon that says. Also, we don't know where it got it from, but we have at least the rishon that says. The way the Ritva is learning up our sugya, that the pasuk shemas yavim teichel matzis, and the pasuk sheishas yavim teichel matzis, that these psukim, it's lodain on the klal kula yatza. The Ritva said the reason we do it is because it's not a stira. So I'm not saying the Gra is mukhra from here, but like the Gra, it's very geschmack. Like, we want to make as least the stira as possible between the two. It says shemas yavim teichel matzis, which normally means a chiyuv. It says matzis sheishas yavim teichel matzis, which means a seventh day nothing. Some of the male are learning to everything. Like the Gra, it's much more geschmack. We want to make it a little as stira as possible. The whole idea of davar shiyatzei min haklal is to make it as small as stira as possible. So Taki making it a small stira by touching it this way. By tashing it away, that it's at least a mitzvah. I would like to share with you my kasha on the Gra. This is the Gra. I had a kasha, not on the Gra, but a kasha on the way the whole Velt understands the Gra. The Velt understands that the Gra held it's a mitzvah to eat matzah every single day, not a chiyuv. Now, when I learned my Sarav, I saw it says the same thing by Sukkos. The Gra, they bring from the Gra, it's a mitzvah to eat hamotzi in the sukkah every single day. So it's a chiddush in Sukkos, it's a chiddush in Pesach, fine. One day I'm learning Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Hilchos Chol HaMoed is in the beginning, is in the second half, is in the first part of the sixth chelek, the very first thing in the sixth chelek of Mishnah Berurah. On the first page, right, whether you have the Sharpa on one side, the first page, the Shara Tzion, it brings a Gra. This Gra is not a Maaser Rav. This the Gra wrote with his own pen. He brings from the Gra. Shitas HaGra is that every day Chol Mayid there's a mitzvah to eat two sudas. We name on Yom Tif there's a mitzvah to eat two sudas and not Chol Mayid. The Shitas HaGra is Kahtashvatz, I think Mishnah Berurah calls it. The Shitas HaTashvatz that every day Chol Mayid there's a mitzvah to eat two sudas. Not Al Tzilchus Pesach. Not Al Tzilchus Sudas. Al Tzilchus Chol Mayid. Chol Mayid has a din Yom Tif that there's a mitzvah to eat two sudas on every day of Chol Mayid. So here I have something of a kasha on the Sefer Ma'aser Rav. What's Ma'aser Rav? I said the Gra didn't write it. The Talmidim saw. What did they see? They saw his makpid to eat matzah every day. Mehecha teisi, he was makpid to eat matzah every day because of Hilchas Matzah. And the Mishnah Berurah has this chiddush. He also mitzvah to eat matzah every day. Maybe he held that way al tilchus chol hamayid. As dine chol hamayid, there's a mitzvah to eat a suda every day. Now, we can eat bread, so maybe we have to eat matzah. But who says it's a matzah dikadin? Maybe it's a chol hamayid dikadin. There's no nafkamina lamaisa. Lamaisa, you start it, you have to eat every day. If you want to be on yet to this, you have to eat two sudas every day. What? It's makvin a shmura matzah. Oh, that would be enough gemina. If it's a dinat chalmai, you don't have to have shmura matzah. If it's a dinat matzah, then it has to be shmura. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe a ma'aser rav, I have to take a look again. If he says he's makvin a shmura, that would be a raya taka. That would answer my question. So I have to go downstairs. Ma'aser rav is just a few pages big. It was printed always in the Siddur Agra. But no one ever printed it because you're going to print the sefer a few pages big. Now, they printed it with a bunch of mefarshim on the bottom. So they're able to have downstairs they have Ma'aser Rav HaShalayim, which is with Maramakaymus in the bottom. It's got a very good Maramakaymus. Okay, let's finish the Yamid. Just another minute. What? It's just like Yom Tif. He says like Yom Tif. Yom Tif, you have to wash. So the Gemara says to Tanya, "Dava shayi b'chav yatzal lida medavar achadash yatzar shel zilachol yashar kasal chay b'feirish." Ketsa. So it brings an example of this rule, which is when it's not repetition, when it's a contradiction. The shachar is a kevis makam shishchet asachatas v'sa'ayla b'makam akaydish kikachatas ha'asham hulakay shein tamalay b'kachatas ha'asham matam b'kachatas ha'asham v'shiyat ha'asham mitzayu lida medavar chadash b'vayyad v'vayin regal. The blood of every carbon you spritz on the Mizbeach. This blood you put on Bayin Yad and Bayin Regal Hayamanis. On the right hand, Rabbi Steinman has here a shtickle about lefties. And the vice he was giving shir and he didn't have what to speak out. So he gave you a shir that Bayin Regal Hayamanis, it's the Rambam says always the right hand. Whether you're a lefty or righty, a Mitzayra, anybody's a lefty, I hope you should never be a Mitzayra, but it's on the thumb, always the right hand. So yes, a kash is a Gemara Daf Kuf Dalid. There's only the keyest, we're going to get to it soon. That says we learn mitzayra from chalitza. So chalitza is the right. We learn chalitza from bayin. Just like bayin is yamanis, chalitza is yamanis. So Steinman asks, by chalitza there's a machlekes what you do by a lefty. But you can learn chalitza from bayin. And bayin, he brings the Rashba, but says that yamanis is dafka. So if this is dafka, that should be dafka. That's his kash. But anyway, bayin regal hayamanis, yachol ayei tod matan damin, veimurun gabim is bayin. It's yatsim in aklal, so it only spritz it on the bayin yad and not on the mizbeach. Tama loymer ki kachatas avashim, machatas tuna matan domin veimur on legabi mizbeach. Avashim tuna matan domin veimur on legabi mizbeach. V'loy hadre kra have lamina lamaid nafik nafik lamaid loy nafik loy nafik. Otherwise, I would have said the exception is limited. Hachinami have mina shesach dishtari yishtari yisharo yisloy. Period. So where's the Gemara holding? The Gemara is holding back to square one. We learned now from Gimel Amud Beis, the Dalet Hey Vav Zayin 4 blot. This Ella, which we're going to start tomorrow, is coming to answer the Kasha on Gimel Amud Beis. On Gimel Amud Beis, it said, Aleha Lomali. Why do I need Aleha for? Why would I think Ibam is Daicha Lav Sheish Bekaris? That Kasha, and remember, we learned that Kasha, I told you, we're not going to come back to answer it till the end of his mouth. So the Gemara now, the next Ella Vaita, is coming to answer that. Tomorrow we're going to work on the klal of Hayol Ishtari Ishtari. So if you get it, I hope you're catching up to me or you're keeping up with me. I told you we'll learn half an hour a day. So we'll get to Hayol Ishtari Ishtari. I saw in the Chedush Reb Shmuel a nice piece And how is probably what we'll deal with.